الحمد لله مشرق النور في قلوب الأصفياء.
All praise belongs to Allah who makes the light shine from the heart of those who are pure.
ورافع الدرجات لعباده الأتقياء.
And the one who raises the degrees and ranks of his servants, taqwa.
صلى الله وسلم وبارك وكرم على عبده ومصطفاه خاتم الأنبياء.
And may Allah send His peace and blessings upon the seal of His prophets and messengers, our Prophet Muhammad.
سيدنا محمدٍ وعلى آله الأطهار وأصحابه الأخيار ومن سار في مسارهم على مدى الأعصار.
Our Master Muhammad and upon his family and companions and whoever follows upon his path from among the elect.
وعلى آبائه وإخوانه من الأنبياء والمرسلين معادن الأنوار والأسرار.
And upon his fathers and brothers of the prophets and messengers who are the treasures of internal secrets and spiritual secrets.
وآلهم وصحبهم أجمعين.
And all of their families and companions entirely. And upon the angels brought close.
وعلى جميع عباد الله الصالحين.
And upon all of Allah's righteous servants.
وعلينا معهم وفيهم إنه أكرم الأكرمين.
And may we be among them and with them. Indeed, He is the most generous of the generous.
وبعد فقد انتهينا في ذكري وتأمل سمات أهل طريق التصوف إلى السمة العاشرة.
And to proceed, we have come to the end of the traits of the people of tasawwuf. So we have reached now the 10th trait.
وهي سمة المحبة وإيثار الحق تعالى على كل ما سواه.
And it is the trait of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and preferring Him over all else.
فشؤونهم تقوم على صدق المحبة.
So their affair is built upon trueness in love.
ولها بداية وليس لها من نهاية.
And this love has a beginning, but it has no end.
قال الله تعالى فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل والله واسع عليم.
Allah the Exalted says, Allah will soon replace you with a people He loves and who love Him, people who are humble towards the believers, firm on the disbelievers, and who strive in Allah's way without fearing anyone's reproach. Such is Allah's favor, He grants it to whomever He wills, and Allah has endless bounty and knowledge.
فجعل الحق تعالى من حكمته أن يداوي ويعالج ما حصل في الأمة من نقص وما حصل من ردة المرتدين أن يأتي بالقوم الذين وصفهم المحبة.
And it is out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom that He heals the diseases and the problems that exist within the ummah and the harm that has occurred due to people apostating and leaving aside by replacing them with people who have the quality of love.
فلا يتم علاج ما حل بالأمة ولا رفع ما بها من نقص إلا بالمحبة وأهلها.
And that there isn't a healing that occurs for the ummah or a fixing of any of the flaws that exist within it except by the people who are characterized by the trait of love. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gathers us with those whom He has described with this noble quality.
وعلى المؤمن أن يستحي إذا رأى من تعلق بشيء من الكائنات أو عبد غير الله أحبه محبة شديدة ورأى كيف يصنعون أمام محبوباتهم تلك حتى ولو كان حيوانا ولو كان بقرة حتى يحمله الحب على تعظيم أوساخها إلى غير ذلك وهم على ضلال فيستحي المؤمن إذا رآهم كيف يكون حبه لله.
And the believer feels ashamed when seeing those other people who have gods and have taken things from among creation as their gods, and that they have such a great reverence for those things, whether those things are created beings such as animals, or maybe even the things that are unclean related to those animals that they have so much reverence for, like a cow, that the believer sees that they have this reverence and this attachment and devotion to that, and they don't have a greater sense of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فَلَا يَتَحَقَّقْ بِحَقِيقَةِ الْإِيمَانِ حَتَّى يَكُنْ حُبُّهُ لِلَّهِ أَشَدَّ مِنْ حُبِّ كُلِّ هَؤُلَاءِ لِمَحْبُوبَاتِهِمْ وَلِمَعْبُودَاتِهِمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ.
So that believer does not have a completeness in their faith until their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more intense than these other people's loves for the love for the things that they have taken as their gods and the things that they have worshipped. As we read that in his saying, exalted is he. There are people who take others as gods and they love them like the love that they should have for God. But the believers have even more intense love for Allah.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ.
And those who believe have an even more intense love for Allah.
اللهم حققنا بحقائق الإيمان.
Oh Allah, realize us in the realities of faith.
وارزقنا التمكين في المحبة يا رحمن.
And grant us steadfastness in the realities of love.
وقال تعالى قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وَأَمْوَالُ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ.
And Allah the Exalted says, say, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your wives, your tribes, and the wealth you have acquired, and the trade which you fear will decline, and the dwellings you love are more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger and the struggle in His cause, then wait until Allah brings about His punishment. Allah does not guide those who break away and are corrupt.
فَهُدِّدَ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ شَيْءٌ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْكَائِنَاتِ أَحَبَّ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادِهِ.
So a person is being warned and threatened in this verse that the one who has more love in their heart for any of these created things than their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَبُيِّنَ أَنَّهُ لَا يَكُونُ بِهَذَا الْوَصْفِ إِلَّا مَنْ فَسَقَ أَيْ خَرَجَ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ الْقَوِيمِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ.
And that Allah has clarified that the person will not have more love for these other things except that they have been corrupted and they have strayed from the upright path. As Allah says, Allah does not guide those who are fasiqeen, who are corrupt and break away. And Utbah said, I gave my pledge, I gave my bay'ah to the Messenger of Allah 7 times. 5 times pledging my obedience and 2 times pledging my love.
وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَلَدِهِ وَوَالِدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ.
And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, none of you truly believes until I am more beloved to him than his children, his parents, and all people.
وفي رواية لأحمد حتى أكون أحب إليه من نفسه.
And in a narration from Imam Ahmad, until I am more beloved to him than his own self.
وفي رواية للبخاري والنسائي والذي نفسي بيده لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده.
And in another narration from Al-Bukhari and Al-Nasa'i, I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul, none of you truly believes until I am more beloved to him than his parents and children.
وعن عن هشام قال كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو آخذ بيد عمر بن الخطاب.
And on the authority of Abdullah ibn Hashim, who said, we were once with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he took Umar ibn al-Khattab by the hand.
فقال له عمر يا رسول الله إلا أنت أحب لي من كل شيء إلا من نفسي.
And Umar said, O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than everything except my own self.
فقال له النبي لا والذي بنفسي بيده حتى أكون أحب لك من نفسك.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, No, by the one in whose hand is my soul, your faith is not complete until I am more beloved to you than your own self.
فقال له عمر فإنه الآن والله لأنت أحب لي من نفسي.
And then Umar said, By Allah, you are now more beloved to me than my own self.
فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الآن يا عمر.
So then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Now your faith is complete, Umar.
وفي تفسير معنى الآن يا عمر معنيان.
And in the tafsir, the understanding in the commentary on now, O Umar, there's two meanings.
فَالْأَوَّلُ الْآنَ كَمُلَ إِيمَانُكَ يَا عُمَرُ.
The first is now your faith has become complete, O Umar.
وَالثَّانِي يَتَعَجَّبُ مِنْهُ كَيْفَ تَأَخَّرْ بُلُوغُ هَذِهِ الرُّتْبَ إِلَى الْآنَ. الْآنَ يَا عُمَرُ أي وَالْفَتْرَةَ الَّتِي مَضَتْ مَا كُنْتَ فِي هَذِهِ الدَّرَجَةِ.
And the second understanding is an amazement. In other words, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, only now, O Umar? In other words, you haven't had this complete level of faith for this time that has passed, and you have let it pass you by. So saying now, only now, Umar?
وفي الحديث في الصحيحين وغيرهما ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان.
And in the hadith that is sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are three, whoever has three qualities will taste the sweetness of faith.
أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما.
And that Allah, the first is that Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to that person than everything other than them.
وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله.
And that they love a person and they only love that person for the sake of Allah.
وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد إذ أنقذه الله منه كما يكره أن يقذف في النار.
And that he hates to return to disbelief after Allah saved him from it, just as much as he would hate to be thrown into the fire.
فاللهم حققنا بحقائق ذلك.
Oh Allah, realize us in the realities of that.
وأذقنا حلاوة الإيمان.
And allow us to taste the sweetness of faith.
وقال صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان.
And he صلى الله عليه وسلم also said, whoever loves for the sake of Allah and hates for the sake of Allah and gives for the sake of Allah and withholds for the sake of Allah has completed their faith.
هي لم يبقى في بطنه اندفاع لأخذ ولا لعطاء ولا لأقدام ولا لأحجام إلا بقصد وجه الله.
And that a person, what that means is that inside of a person, they have no desire to give or to withhold or to turn away from something except seeking the noble countenance of Allah in that.
وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَحِبُّ اللَّهَ لِمَا يَغْدُوكُمْ بِهِ مِنْ نِعَمِهِ.
And he صلى الله عليه وسلم also said, love Allah for what He provides you with of His blessings.
وَأَحِبُّنِي بِحُبِّ اللَّهِ.
And love me with the love of Allah.
وَأَحِبُّ أَهْلَ بَيْتِي بِحُبِّي.
And love my family, my أَهْلِ
قال الإمام القشيري في رسالته ومن قوي حبه تسرمد شربه.
And Imam al-Qushayri says in his Risala, whoever's love becomes strong, their drinking becomes endless.
اللهم سقينا في المحبة كأسا صافيا.
Oh Allah, pour for us in love a pure drink.
ومن صار الشراب له غذاء لم يصبر عنه.
And whoever takes this drink as his nourishment, he cannot bear to be without it.
قال الشيخ عمر بن الفارض زدني بسفرط الحب فيك تحيرا.
And Shaykh Umar ibn al-Farid said, and increase me in a love of you that makes me even more bewildered.
وَأَنْشَدُ عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ يَقُولُ ذَكَرْتُ رَبِّي فَهَلْ أَنْسَى فَأَذْكُرْ مَنْ نَسِيتُ.
And they would recite, I am amazed at the one who says, I remember my Lord. Would I ever forget him to be reminded of what I forgot?
شَرِبْتُ الْحُبَّ كَاسًا بَعْدَ كَاسٍ فَمَا نَفَذَ الشَّرَابُ وَلَا رَوِيتُ.
I drank from the cup of love, cup after cup, The drink never ended, nor was my thirst ever quenched.
وقال الإمام محمد مولى الدويلة والد سيدنا عبد الرحمن السقاف رضي الله عنه.
And Imam Muhammad Mawla Dawila, the father of Imam Abd al-Rahman al-Saqaf, said,
Al-Hubbu Hubbi wal-Habibu Habibi.
The love is my love and the beloved is my beloved.
Wal-Sabgu Sabgi qabla kulli mujibi.
And the being of the foremost is my position before everyone else who responds.
Nuditu fa-ajabtu al-munadi musri'an.
I was called, so I responded to the one who called me with haste.
وغطست في بحر الهوى وغديبي.
And I then immersed myself in the ocean of love and was melted in it.
وقال سيدنا الإمام الحداد محبتهم ديني وفرضي وسنتي.
And our master الإمام الحداد said, their love is my religion and my obligatory and sunnah acts.
وعروتي الوثقى.
And it is my firmest handhold and the best of what I have. So the remembrance of them is my repose and my comfort and my joy. And I am nothing if they afflict me with turning away.
وقال فما أرجي اليوم كشف قربة إلا انصفى لي مشرب المحبة.
And he said, I do not seek any repose or alleviation from tribulation except when the cup of love becomes pure for me.
ونلت من ربي رضا وقربة.
And I received from my Lord my goal and nearness to him.
يكون فيها قطع كل الأسباب.
In other words, in that state, a person cuts off from taking all of the means.
على بساط العلم والعبادة.
On the carpet or on the prayer rug of knowledge and worship.
والغيب عندي صار كالشهادة.
And the unseen has become to me like the seen.
هذا لعمري منتهى السعادة.
This, by my life, is the utmost of happiness and felicity.
سبحان ربي من رجاه ما خاب.
Glory be to my Lord, whoever has hope in him is never loses out.
Ya talib al-tahqiq qum wa badir.
O one who seeks realization, get up and exert yourself.
وانهض على ساق الهمم وخاطر.
And invigorate yourself with determination and be steadfast.
واصبر على قمع الهوى وخاطر.
And be patient in turning away whims and passing thoughts.
وصدق ولا تبرح ملازم الباب.
And be true and always stay at the door of the one that you are seeking.
يا الله بذرة من محبة الله.
Oh Allah, grant us an atom's weight of your love.
أفنى بها عن كل ما سوى الله.
That makes me annihilated from everything other than Allah.
ولا أرى من بعدها سوى الله.
And that I do not see anything after it other than Allah.
الواحد المعبود رب الأرباب.
The one who is worshipped, the Lord of all things.
اللهم أكرمنا بالمحبة.
Oh Allah, honor us with love.
وأدخلنا مع الأحبة.
And enter us with your beloved ones.
الله أكبر. قال الفرزدق وهو يذكر سيدنا علي زين العابدين وآل بيت المصطفى يقول من معشر حبهم دين.
And الفرزدق, he mentioned regarding سيدنا علي زين العابدين and loving the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
من معشر حبهم دين.
من معشر.
من جماعة حبهم دين.
And loving them is of my religion.
وبغضهم كفر.
And hating them is disbelief.
وقربهم ملجا ومعتصم.
And being close to them is a safety and a salvation.
إن عد أهل التقى كانوا أئمتهم.
And if people are recalling the people of taqwa, then they are the imams of them.
أو قيل من خير أهل الأرض قيل هم.
And if someone asks who are the best people in the world, it is said it is them.
ويقال وكتب يحيى بن معاذ إلى أبي يزيد البسطامي.
It is said that Yahya ibn Mu'adh wrote to Abu Yazid al-Bustami,
من شرب كأسا من المحبة لم يظمأ بعده.
And he said to him, whoever drinks from the cup of love is never thirsty again.
فكتب إليه أبو يزيد.
So Abu Yazid wrote back to him,
عجبت من ضعف حالك.
I am amazed at the weakness of your state.
ها هنا من يحتسي بحار الكون وهو فاغر فاه يستزيد.
Here is one who has gulped down the seas of existence, yet his mouth is agape, wanting more.
ثم قال ومعما محبة العبد لله تعالى فحالة يجدها من قلبه.
He then said, the servant's love for Allah the Exalted is a state that he feels in his heart and is too subtle to express with words. And it is too subtle for him to express with words. So it brings the person to have reverence of Allah and to prefer his good pleasure over everything else, and to be unable to bear separation from him, and being impassioned for him, and not being able to rest without him, and finding repose and intimacy in constantly remembering him. He then said, it is said that Allah the Exalted revealed to Dawood alayhi salam, O Dawood, I have forbidden the love of me and the love of other than me to reside in the same heart. Because Allah is the one who is the most free of need of having any partners associated with Him.
فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُ فَلَا يُحِبُّ سِوَاهُ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ مِنْ أَجْلِهِ.
And for whoever loves Him does not love anything other than Him except that if it is for His sake.
ثُمَّ قَالَ وَعَلَى قَدْرِ الْمَحَبَّةِ يَكُونُ الشَّوْقُ.
Then he said, in accordance with the degree of one's love, they will have the same amount of longing.
وَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ الْغَزَالِ فِي الْإِحْيَاء لَا يَخْلُ الْقَلْبُ عَنْ حَلَاوَةِ الْمَحَبَّةِ.
And Imam al-Ghazali said in the Ihya, the heart is never devoid of the sweetness of love.
إِمَّا مَحَبَّةُ الدُّنْيَا وَإِمَّا مَحَبَّةُ اللَّهِ.
Either love of the world or the love of Allah.
فَبِمَحَبَّةِ الدُّنْيَا يَسْتَحْلِي أَهْلُ الْأَشْغَالِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ الْكَثِيرَةِ وَالْجِهَادِ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا.
And for out of love of the world, people find it sweet to work a lot and to acquire things and to put a great effort in seeking the dunya.
وَبِمَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ يَسْتَحْلِي أَهْلُ الْقِيَامِ قِيَامَهُمْ وَأَهْلُ الْجِهَادِ جِهَادَهُمْ وَأَهْلُ الْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ أَعْمَالُهُمْ.
And by the love of Allah, the believers find it sweet to establish their acts of worship and to establish their jihad and to establish various acts of obedience.
فَكُلُّ الْمُجْتَهِدِينَ وَالْمُشْتَغِلِينَ فِي الدُّنْيَا تُحَرِّكُهُمُ الْمَحَبَّةِ.
And all those who are working for worldly things, the thing that makes them move and seek those things is love of the dunya.
وَلَكِنْ هَذَا صِنِفْ مَحَبَّةِ لِحَقِيرٍ يَنْقَضِي وَيَذْهَبْ عَنْهُمْ وَيَذْهَبُونَ عَنْهُمْ.
But in this category of people, it is love of something that is worthless and lowly and that will all fade and be a loss. So how great their loss will be, but their regret will not benefit them. And the other group, the other category, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the everlasting.
فَيَطِيبُ حَالُهُمْ وَيَطِيبُ مَآلُهُمْ.
So their state is beautified and their end is beautified.
وَيَنَالُونَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ.
And they will attain what no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and has never crossed the heart of a human being.
وهما يعني محبة الله ومحبة الدنيا في القلب كالماء والهواء في القدح.
The presence of these two types of love, love of Allah and love of the world, in the heart is like air and water in a bowl.
فالماء إذا دخل خرج الهواء ولا يجتمعان.
If water enters the bowl, the air is pushed out and the two do not coexist.
ومن قال أريد أن أملأ القدح من الهواء والماء معا في وقت واحد لم يمكنه ذلك.
And if someone says, I want to fill the bowl with water and air at the same time, that's not possible.
وقال فإن المحبة لله هي الغاية القصوى من المقامات.
And then Imam al-Ghazali said, love of Allah is the uppermost objective of spiritual stations.
والذروة العليا من الدرجات.
And the highest pinnacle among spiritual degrees.
فما بعد إدراك المحبة مقام إلا وهو ثمرة من ثمارها.
So there is no station after the attainment of love except that it is one of its fruits.
وتابع من توابعها.
And its corresponding effects.
كالشوق والأنس والرضا وأخواتها.
Such as longing, shawq, intimacy, and rida, and the like of them.
وَلَا قَبْلَ الْمَحَبَّةِ مَقَامِ إِلَّا وَهُوَ مُقَدِّمًا مِنْ مُقَدِّمَاتِهِ.
And there is no station prior to love except that it is one of its precursors.
كَالتَّوْبَ وَالصَّبْرُ وَالزُّهُدُ وَغَيْرُهُ.
Such as repentance, patience, detachment, and others. So it is as if it is like the entire goal that is sought is love. And everything that comes before it is a means to attaining it. And everything that comes after it is its fruit. May Allah grant us mahabba and love. He then also said, the first thing that must be realized is that it is inconceivable for there to be love of a thing unless one has knowledge and perception of that thing. So if a person perceives something that brings them pleasure and comfort, then that thing becomes beloved to the one perceiving it. So love is the inclination of one's nature towards something that is pleasing. So when that inclination becomes firm and strong, it is then called yearning, عشق. And then he said the Prophet ﷺ called the prayer the coolness of the eyes, making it the most emphatic of beloved things. And it is known that love is not experienced through the five senses, but rather it is experienced sixth sense that takes place in the heart. Therefore, there's no doubt that the pleasure experienced by the heart in what it perceives of noble things is more complete and definite.
ثم قال من أحب غير الله لا من حيث نسبته إلى الله فذلك من جهله وقصوره في معرفة الله.
He then said, whoever loves anything other than Allah for any reason other than its connection to Allah, then this is from his ignorance and deficiency in the knowledge of Allah the Exalted. And loving the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praiseworthy because it is from the very essence of loving Allah the Exalted. And likewise, the love of the scholars and righteous people. Because the beloved's beloved is beloved. And the messenger of the beloved is beloved. And the lover of the beloved is beloved. All of this stems from the original love, not exceeding beyond it into something else. That is why, according to the people of insight, there is no beloved in reality except Allah. And there is nothing deserving of love other than Him.
إلى أن قال ولذة مطالعة جمال الربوبية هي التي عبر عنها صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث قال حاكيا عن ربه أعددت لعباد الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا أخطر على قلب بشر.
And he continued the pleasure of gazing upon the beauty of the divine is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described when he mentioned his exalted Lord saying, I have prepared for my righteous servants what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and what no human being has ever imagined. And this is a hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari.
قال الإمام الحداد محبتهم ديني.
Imam al-Haddad said, their love is my religion, my obligatory and sunnah actions, and it is my firmest handhold, and the best of what I have. Remembering them is my life, my repose, and my comfort. And I am nothing if they afflict me with rejection. And he said, you are the beloved to my heart. And you are what I want from existence and enough for me. And whenever I find you, my internal secret is happy. And my soul is comforted by intimacy and nearness.
Oh,
you who live deep in my heart and my within the in my heart.
لا بنجد ولا بغور وكثبي.
لا
بنجد ولا بغور وكثبي. نجد الأماكن المرتفعة من الأرض والأغوار والأنجاد ملأي جميع أماكن الأرض.
And he said, oh, you who live deep within my heart, and you do not live on these elevated and all of these places in the world, these physical places, but you live deep within my heart. The reality of you, the world cannot contain that and all of the places that exist within it. And it is not fitting for you all, but the place that's fitting for you is the hearts. But even though your bodies might exist in the lands, your realities are only existing and perceived in the hearts. Love of you and the expression of love for you is filling and within my heart. From before there was water and earth and clay. So be content with me as your servant and your humble one. And someone who always keeps your company as one in need and one who responds to your call and your commands. He said, I am the one who is afflicted in the love of my masters. And he said, I have reached in the love of them the highest levels. And I was given the choice, so I chose love as my path. And that's how I live and die. That's how it should be, oh my friends. And if I pass by or I miss out on being with the beloved and meeting them, so the remembrance of them is an intimacy and a repose for my heart. And as part of their trueness in the love of Allah the Exalted, they were the most detached from all that did not bring them closer to Him, nor assist them in His obedience. And they were the swiftest and most courageous of those who performed jihad in the way of Allah, an absolutely true jihad, so that Allah's word would be supreme.
وكل الجهاد الذي قام في نصرة الإسلام على الوجه الصحيح وانتشر به الدين في الأقطار ما كان قادته ولا إمته إلا الصوفية.
And the true jihad that has always existed in the ummah and has spread throughout the world, the jihad in the way of Islam and that was established properly, the imams and the generals of that jihad were all Sufis. From the generation of the Sahaba, then the followers, then those who followed them. all the way leading up to what has occurred in the last centuries.
ما كان من جهاد صحيح يراد به إعلى كلمة الله.
With a true jihad that what was sought out by it was making the word of Allah supreme.
ويرد به المعتدي والظالم.
And to respond to push away the one who is an enemy and the one who is an oppressor.
كمثل ما حصل في ليبيا على يد الشيخ عمر المختار.
Just as what happened in Libya at the hands of Sheikh Umar al-Mukhtar.
وما حصل في الجزائر على يد الشيخ أبي بكر الجزائري.
And what happened in Algeria at the hands of Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi.
وغيرهم من أئمة التصوف في مختلف البلدان.
And from among others of them, of the imams of tasawwuf in various lands.
إلى آخر ما كان في أفغانستان عند مواجهة المعتدين من الملحدين أهل روسيا.
And leading up to what the jihad that occurred in Afghanistan against the disbelievers and the atheists of Russia.
وقال لي صبغة الله مجددي وهو من أوائل من قام بالجهاد وقد كان شيخا في طريقة استمرت المشيخة عندهم من قرون فيها.
And it was said to me by Sheikh
صبغة
الله المجددي, who was one of the people fighting in Afghanistan, that they were connected to the shiuch of tasawwuf.
قال ثم خرب علينا الجهاد طائفتان من المسلمين.
And then he said, our jihad was then corrupted by two groups from among the Muslims.
طائفة همهم السلطة والحكم والوصول إليها.
One group, their concern was power and governance and attaining that.
وطائفة يمتلئون بسوء الظن بالخلق ويكفرون خلق الله.
And another category, another group, they were afflicted with having a bad opinion and accusing the Muslims of being disbelievers.
فلما ظهروا هؤلاء بين المجاهدين أفسدوا الجهاد وصار المجاهدون يتقاتلون بينهم البين.
So when these groups of people became apparent among the mujahideen, they corrupted their jihad for them, and then they started, the Muslims started to fight each other.
وإلا فقد كانت لهم نصرات من الله وكرامات كثيرة.
And before that, they were given victories by Allah, and many miraculous events occurred at their hands.
بعض المجاهدين دبابة من أحدث الدبابات المقاتلة للكفار بحجرة فاحترقت الدبابة.
One mujahid was fighting against a tank from the most modern and sophisticated of tanks, and he defeated that tank with a stone that he threw at it, and it exploded, and the tank exploded from it.
بل بداية جهادهم لم يكن معهم سيف واحد.
And at the beginning of their jihad, they did not even have with them one sword.
فضلا عن بندق أو شيء من الآلات الحربية.
Much less any guns or any of the modern weaponry.
ولكن لما رأوا الكفر داهما عليهم قالوا بطن الأرض خير من ظهرها فلنقاتل بالحجر والشجر.
But when they saw that the disbelievers were attacking them, they said to themselves, the inside underground on the earth is better than being above ground, so we will fight them even with stones.
وبعد مدة صارت ممتلكاتهم من الأسلحة أحدث الأسلحة التي كانت للمقاتلين لمن يقاتلهم من الكفار صارت لهم.
And then after a while, some of the most sophisticated weaponry that the disbelievers had, they acquired it as well.
وكان يقتل الجماعة في مكان واحد في وقت واحد وبعد أيام يأتون فيجدون المجاهدين كأنهم قتلوا الساعة ولهم روايح طيبة ويجدوا الكافرين قد انتفخت أجسادهم وبطونهم وروائحهم منتنة.
And they would find that when there would be a particular battle in a particular place, they would come, people would find the battlefield after a while, and they would see the bodies of the mujahideen, the Muslims, as if they were fresh and they had just died, and that there were beautiful scents and smells emanating from them, and they saw the bodies of the kuffar bloated, and their stomachs were bloated, and foul smells were emanating from them.
فَكُلُّ جِهَادٍ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ الصَّحِيحِ فِي تَارِيخِ الْأُمَّةِ فَوَاقِعُ الْأُمَّةِ يَشْهَدْ أَنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي مُقَدِّمَتِهِ وَقَادَتِهِ إِلَّا أَهَلْ صُوفِيَّةِ.
So any jihad that was properly established and that was true, the ummah bears witness that nobody was at the forefront of it other than the Sufis.
أما الذي يسمى جهاد وهو يقوم على الفتنة أو على ترويع الآمنين أو على الاعتداء على الأبرياء فليس شيء وحاش الصوفية أن يكونوا في هذا.
And whatever people call jihad, which in reality is creating tribulations and fitna, or that it is bringing fear to people who previously had safety, or that it is causing this kind of corruption, then the Sufis are the furthest people from being involved in that.
وفي وصف أوائل المجاهدين هم أصحاب نبينا جاء في وصفهم أنهم رهبان بالليل فرسان بالنهار.
And in the description of the first mujahideen, who were the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were described as being monks in the night and soldiers and knights in the day.
فبحقائق المحبة جاهدوا.
And by the realities of love, that is how they fought their jihad.
فلما رجع صلى الله عليه وسلم من بعض الغزوات وأراد النوم في الطريق قال من يحرسنا من جهة الكفار لا يأتي منهم أحد.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once returning from a battle, and they were on their way back home, and they stopped to rest, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who will guard us from the area from which the disbelievers might come? Who will stand and guard us?
فقال سيدنا عباد بن بشر وواحد من المهاجرين نحن يا رسول الله.
And سيدنا عباد ابن بشر, who was one of the مهاجرين, he said, I will do it, O Messenger of Allah.
فقال كونا على رأس ذلك التل الجبل الصغير وبيت فيه وانظر لا يأتينا أحد من خلفنا.
So then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, go sleep on that hill over there and observe, and stay there for the night, and if you see anyone coming, inform us.
ونام الجيش في الصحراء.
And the rest of the army, they slept in the desert.
وطلع سيدنا عباد وصاحبه المهاجري فوق التل.
And سيدنا عباد ابن بشر and his companion, he was accompanied by another one of the men. They went and slept on that hill.
وقال لصاحبي اكفني أول الليل.
And then he said to his companion who was assisting him, you either take the first half of the night or I will.
فقال المهاجر لك أول الليل أحرس وأنا أنام ثم أيقظني وأحرس وأنت نم.
And then the muhajir said, okay, you can stay up for the first half of the night and I will sleep, and then you can wake me up and I will stay awake and guard and you will sleep.
فقام في الحراسة فماذا كان يفعل.
So he was staying and awake, guarding and observing. So what was it that he was doing while he was doing that?
أَكَانَ يُغَنِّي.
So he was singing, he would sing.
أَمْ كَانَ يُسُبُّ وَيَشْتُمْ.
Was he singing or was he insulting or using vile language?
كَانَ صُوفِيًّا مُحِبًّا.
He was a Sufi that was a lover.
قَامَ فَصَلَّى وَأَحْرَمَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ ينظر إلى الجهة التي فيها الحراسة وهو يصلي.
He stood up and he entered into the prayer, and he would stand in prayer and observe the area from which they might come, and he stood in prayer.
فبينما هو يصلي جاء واحد من الكفار حلف أن يمس المسلمين.
So while he was praying, one of the disbelievers came who had an oath that he wanted to harm the believers.
فلما رآه قائما يصلي عرف أنه حارس.
So when he saw Sayyidina Abbad standing and praying, he knew that he was guarding the area.
فَأَخْرَجَ سَهْمًا مِنْ كَنَتِ وَرَمَى.
So then he took an arrow and put it in his bow, and he shot an arrow at him.
فَأَصَابَهُ السَّهْمُ فِي غَيْرِ فَنَزَعَ السَّهْمُ وَاسْتَمَرَّ فِي صَلَاتِهِ.
So the arrow pierced him in a place that was not a vital organ that would not kill him. So he removed the arrow and continued praying. So then he shot another arrow at him, So Sayyidina Abbad removed it and he continued to pray. Until he was hit with so many arrows that his blood started to flow and the blood started to drip on his friend that was sleeping and woke him. So then he woke up and he got up from his sleep. So when that Sahabi woke up, that disbeliever ran away. And then he looked at all of these arrows and the blood flowing and Sayyidina Abbad in prayer. And he finished his prayer, said salam, and the other said, what is this, O Abbad? He said, this is one of the disbelievers who came and shot arrows. He said, why didn't you wake me up when you got hit with the first arrow? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, and you still didn't wake me up. He said, my brother, I was reciting Surah Al-Kahf, so I didn't want to interrupt it for the sake of this person. How do you see them? These are the lovers. And by love, they fought jihad.
ومعلوم أن كل ما يتناقض مع ماهية التصوف أو سمه من سمات أهل طريقه فليس من التصوف في شيء.
It is well known that anything that contradicts the essence of Sufism or any one of the traits of the people of its path has absolutely nothing to do with Sufism.
وذلك أن كثيرا ينتسبون إلى التصوف وليس من أهله.
Then that's because a lot of people say that they are affiliated with tasawwuf, but they're not really of its people. Which is the case in the generality of
Islam.
As people say that they are believers, but then they contradict the basic adab of Islam in their actions and in their words.
فليست مخالفاتهم تلك بحجة على الإسلام ولكن الإسلام حج عليهم وعلى من سواهم.
So their incorrect acts that they're doing is not a proof against Islam, but rather Islam is a proof against them.
فالله يرزقنا الصدق والإخلاص.
So may Allah grant us to be true and have sincerity.
وبالله التوفيق.
And from Allah is tawfiq.
صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم.
And may Allah bestow peace and blessings upon our Master Muhammad, his family and companions.
والحمد لله رب العالمين.
And all praise belongs to Allah, Lord of the worlds.
أكملنا كتاب ماهية التصوف وسمات أهله.
We completed the book Sufism, its essence and the traits of its people.
ولكن إما أننا لنصيبا من حقائق التصوف وسمات أهله وإما أن يكون حظنا مجرد الكلام والسماع.
And it will be that someone will either get a portion of these realities of the traits of tasawwuf, or someone will just only merely it will only otherwise merely be words.
وإن أدركنا نصيبا منه فلن نستطيع أن نكمل حقائق هذه السمات ولو عشنا في الأرض ألف سنة.
And even if we received a portion of the realities of tasawwuf, we would not be able to completely embody all of these qualities in its fullest expression, even if we lived a very long time.
لكن كل صادق ينال نصيبه وحظه ويبلغ إلى الرتبة التي تهيأ لها.
But every person who is true gets a portion and gets something from that, and they are then prepared for whatever rank is for them.
اللهم إنا نحب أهل الصدق معك.
Oh Allah, we love the people who are true with you.
ونوالي من أجلك أنبياءك وأولياءك.
And we give our loyalty and allegiance to your prophets and your أولياء for your sake.
وإن قصرت هممنا وأعمالنا عن مسالكهم فاجبر نقصنا.
And when our actions and our deeds have shortcomings in relation to what this the right that is due to this, we ask you, Ya Allah, to overlook our
shortcomings.
And make for our love a reality that allows us to then be united with those who are true. And we seek refuge in the majesty of your countenance that we ever love someone that you do not love. Or that we have allegiance to other than your
awliya.
Or that we have any inclination towards your enemies. Or that we prefer anything over you. And you are our Lord. You are our Creator. You are the one who brought us into existence. And our affairs are in your hands. And to you is our return. And everything is in your control. And the existence is yours. And the affair is yours. And the creation is yours. How would it be fitting that we prefer anyone over you? How can we prefer anything over you?
Oh,
our Lord, take us by the hand. And take us by the heart. And take us by the forehead. And do not make any concern for us other than you.
وارزقنا العبودية المحضة الخالصة.
And grant us complete and absolute servitude to you.
وتولنا بربوبيتك.
And take us by your divine lordship.
يا ربنا أذقتهم حلاوة المناجاة.
Oh Allah, you made them taste the sweetness of calling upon you.
وهم في هذه الدنيا.
And while they were still in this world,
فغابوا عما سواك.
So then they became lost in anything other than you.
هذا النعيم.
And you gave them this blessing in advance.
فلا تحرمنا يا مولانا خير ما عندك لشر ما عندنا.
So our Lord, do not deprive us of the best of what you have for the worst of what we have. And give us a taste from this taste. And give us noble qualities. And give us your mercy, O Creator. And grant us a complete following of the Prophet. And allow us to avoid and move away from us disbelief and hypocrisy. And allow us to increase in iman in every moment of stillness or movement. And in every moment and inwardly and outwardly in the skin and
unseen.
O one who says to a thing, be and it is.
جمعتنا وإياهم على تأمل هذه المعاني.
You gathered us and them to reflect upon these meanings.
فشيد لنا المباني.
So build us and strengthen our foundation.
وجعلنا من أهل سر المثاني.
And make us of the people who have the secret of the Quran.
وربطنا بحبيبك العدناني.
And connect us to your beloved, the descendant of Adnan.
من شرابه الهاني.
And grant us to drink from his beautiful drink.
من شرابه الهاني.
And allow us to drink from his purifying and beautiful drink.
من شرابه الهاني.
And allow us to drink from his purifying drink.
ورقنا إلى أعلى المراتب.
And allow us to ascend in the highest degrees of
رزقنا. لنا منك المواهب.
And grant us from you your gifts.
يا خير معطي وأكرم واهب.
O best of those who give and the most generous.
ولطف وعافية.
And goodness and gentleness and well-being.
بسر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.